Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here over the airwaves of WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh, and sort of streaming live over the internet. You need to go right to the page that I put up on the Facebook, or the one that has the actual show, because I see that the WPIT AM is currently unavailable. But if you go right to the music part, you will get us live. And Mark's shaking his head. I don't know. Well, welcome to this blustery, windy day in Pittsburgh. The winds are gusting up to 30-something, 40 miles an hour, and I am truly glad I'm not working today. I work in the U.S. Steel Tower, and whenever it gets really windy, I can hear the building going back and forth. I would hate to go up to the 62nd floor and see what that's like. Eek. Well, let's get to the music today. We start with, I was surfing the internet, and I came across this Kolomoika, which has both Russian elements, not both, but all Russian elements, Hutsul, Ukrainian elements, Boyko elements, and Hungarian elements. So let's get to that, Mark. see that Kiki Spivak is listening to us in Belgrade, Serbia. And she says, OMG, love the song playing, love the faster songs. And we got another one there for you, Keeks, in just a little bit. Even though we are fully funded by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. So if you're interested, we have Easter coming up, both Catholic and Orthodox Easter, in just a month or two. If you're interested in sponsoring one of those programs or just would like to make a donation to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, you can do so by getting in touch with me, Dean Paloka, either by email, russinradio@c-rs.org, or you can call me at area code 412-877-9351. Don't let us become part of the list of ethnic broadcasts, whether here in Pittsburgh or other areas of the United States, that have had to stop broadcasting because of lack of funding. Next, we go to Slovakia. This is our good friends Maria Machoškova and Anna Poračova with Čijavina Materina and Sered Sela. Join the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society on Sunday, February 12th at St. Eugene Parish Hall for winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors. You've had a couple weeks to think about it, so what did our ancestors do during this cold, snowy, windy, as it is now, winter months in the Russian homeland? Did they get cabin fever? Fever. I know they didn't get fever because I don't know what that is.
You still stuck on Justin Bieber? We just can't.
Oh, boy. I'm not going there at all. Not going there. So among the Carpatho-Russian period, you know what? Can we start the show over again, Mark? I'm having a little trouble talking
no
today.
No problem.
Among the Carpatho-Russian people, the period between Theophany and Fashanga was a time of music, dance, and sewing bees, where young men would find their future wives. It was also a festive time when many marriages took place. Come join us as I, Dean Paloka, program director and choreographer of the Slaviani Folk Ensemble from the Rocks, educates and entertains you as I explain how dance evolved among the Eastern European people, focusing on the Carpatha Russens. And hopefully I won't have this talking problem that I'm having today. I will explore the cultural influences, seasons, and events that were expressed through music and dance, with participation by our good friends at the Living Traditions Russen Folk Ensemble. How did our ancestors keep warm during these cold winter months? A couple of you have already texted me and told me how. I'm not going to go there either. In addition, there will be an exhibit of winter clothing and items from local Eastern European cultural museums. So to get your tickets for the winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors on Sunday, the 12th of February, there is going to be a complete roast beef dinner and a cash bar. Reservations must be made by the 5th of February, so for more information and to get your tickets, please call this number. Area code 440-729-2045. Again, that is Sunday, February 12th, St. Eugene Parish Hall. Winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors. 440-729-2045. Next we go to Vojvodina. This is sort of a tango-y type of jazzy number. This is called Lublu Tebe.
Люблю тебе, люблю єдина, люблю, як зелен любить світ. Люблю, як сонна, як пташина, нового ранку сміх привіт. Люблю тебе, люблю єдина, люблю, як зелен любить світ. Люблю, як сонна, як пташина, нового ранку сміх привіт. Люблю тебе, люблю без краю, люблю тебе, як сонце весні цвіт. Любі тебе, здається, знаю, з небе здається солодка заповідь. Люблю тебе, люблю без краю, люблю тебе, як сонце весні цвіт. Люблю тебе, здається, з раю, з небе здається солодка заповідь. Люблю тебе, люблю без краю, люблю тебе, як сонце весні цвіт. Люблю тебе, здається, знаю, з небе здається солодка заповідь.
If you're looking for something to do and you live in the Johnstown area, then join VOMA, which stands for Venue of Merging Arts, on Sunday, the 19th of February, for a Fashiangi. Well, Fashiangi, you know Fashanga is the Russian version. Fashiangi is the Slovak version. They will host a Fashiangi, as I said, on the Sunday, the 19th of February. This event will feature an authentic Slovak potato halushki cooking demonstration by our friend Dennis Reagan. using brinza, which is sheep's cheese. Now, I love brinza. Other activities include a travelogue presented by Kay Ann Kober, who will discuss her personal story of family research and discovering her family in the Rusyn village of Kamienka Spiš County in Slovakia. Their gallery will feature a Slovak photography exhibit, a genealogy and heritage display, along with merchandise for sale by Slovak Imports. Admission is $5 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Halushki and light refreshments will be served, and this is a BYOB event. Tickets for this Slovak Fashiengi will be available at the door. Or if you want to get in touch with Karen Maseros, the contact for this event, please give her a buzz at area code 412-418-5996. So again, Johnstown area, Sunday, February 19th, for a Slovak Fashiengi, and they will be talking about the family research done in the Rusyn village of Kamienka, Spiš County. Next, we go to Spiš County in Šadiš County. This is Ačiatlhuža, or whose village is, or not whose village, whose house is that in the valley? The Carpatha Rusyn Society will be sponsoring two homeland tours this year. The first one I want to tell you about is the Lemko Homeland Tour. This will take place from July 20th until August 2nd. Seize the cultural experience of a lifetime. Discover the richness and fullness of the Lemko Rusyn heritage in the scenic and haunting beauty of the Lemko homeland, Lemkovina, which is nestled in the beautiful foothills of the Carpathian Mountains in southeastern Poland. Learn about the Lemko people, their history, culture, and events that helped shape their lives. Enjoy their songs and dances, their delicious foods and wonderful traditions, and the camaraderie of the local Lemko people. Visit the village of your ancestors and walk in their footsteps. CRS Tour Director Nancy Rivak teams up with native Lemko cultural leaders to give you a true taste of Lemko culture and history. It is an experience you will never forget, one from which you will walk away with a deeper understanding and appreciation of your own Lemko ancestry. The deadline for registration was February 1st, but it has been extended until March. So if you're interested in the Lemko Homeland Tour, taking place July 20th through August 2nd, it is important that you contact Nancy Rivak immediately. You can do so by sending her some email at this address, lemkotour@c-rs.org, or give her a call at area code 310-473-8522. Again, that's Nancy Rivak, lemkotour@c-rs.org, or give her a call 310-473-8522. And next we go to Lemkovina. This is Mala Ja Frajira, or I Had a Boyfriend. The second tour that the Carpatha Rusyn Society will be sponsoring this year is the 11th Carpatha Rusyn Heritage Tour. This will take place from July 10th through July 20th, visiting the Rusyns in Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine. Enjoy the Carpatha Rusyn people, their dances and songs, foods, stories, all set, as I said, in that scenic and haunting beauty of the Carpathian Mountains. The Carpatha Rusyn Heritage Tour will explore the living culture of the Rusyn people in this, their homeland, the crossroads of Europe. Sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society in association with the Rusyn Association of Minnesota, John Rigetti teams up with Rusyn cultural leaders in Europe to bring about experiences and insights that help you fully understand the richness and fullness of Carpatha Rusyn culture, fine arts, literature, economics, language, religion, and history. Explore, share, and enjoy the living heritage of the Rusyn people this summer in an adventure you will never forget. That is the 11th Carpatha Rusyn Heritage Tour, July 10th through July 20th. If you're interested in making a reservation for this heritage tour, you need to contact John Rigetti as quickly as possible. To do so, you can send him some email, rusyn1, all spelled out, at gmail.com, or you can give him a call at area code 412-749-0675. So again, that's rusyn1 at gmail.com, or 412-749-0675. Next, we go to the green wheat, oi zelene žito.
Зелене, жутко зелене, забувай ти, дівче, на мене, забувай на мене скоренько, узьми на серденьку горенько, забувай на мене скоренько, узьми на серденьку горенько. На 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 на. Зелене, жутко зелене, коли же ти будеш кошене, не буду я тебе косити, бо я мушу шаблю носити, не буду я тебе косити, бо я мушу шаблю носити. На 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 на. Далеко от зева рідного, тут тіка кров сосед самого, у зелене житко дозріва, а моє серденько уміра, у зелене житко дозріва, а моє серденько уміра.
In addition to all these tours that we're offering, there's also the Studium Carpatho Ruthenorum 2012, the International Summer School for Rusyn Language and Culture, sponsored by the University of Prešov in Prešov, Slovakia. This will take place from June 10th until July 1st. The University of Prešov announces its third annual three-week Studium Carpato Ruta Norum International Summer School for Russian Language and Culture. The program is hosted by the university's Institute of Russian Language and Culture. Prešov University is the only university in the Slovak Republic offering a full-time academic program in Russian language and literature, which is accredited for both the bachelor's and master's in Russian language and literature. I'll tell you a little more about this next week. Applications will be accepted until March 1st. The cost is around $1,700. Oh, that's euros. $1,700. Hey, 1,200 euros if you're doing the conversion, $1,670. Within North America, you can call Dr. Patricia Kravchik at this email address for more information on the third Studium Carpato Ruthenorum. Contact Dr. Kravchik at Pat Kravchik, K-R-A-F-C-I-K, at gmail.com. Again, that's Pat Kravchik at gmail.com. And as we go back to Zakarpattia, we thank you for joining us today on the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program and invite you to join us again next week right here at 2:30 p.m. on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. And then if you want to listen to our archives, go to c-rs.org. I know that's a lot to comprehend, but we'll see you again next week. Trimajtesya, s Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!